Yes, hanging out downtown at the beautiful Charleston Music Hall with the man who puts the Charles in the Charleston Music Hall. It is Charles Carmody. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon.
Well, it is cooling down, and we're heading into, and I'm going to say it, I'm going to be cliche, Rocktober.
Rocktober. Down, I can't handle this.
I know.
I can't handle this heat.
Well, it looks like the weekend is going to be nice, and you're already off to a good start here. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors was the other day. How was that?
Absolutely. That was actually last night.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Bird Talker opened up for them as well, and they were really cool also.
Yeah.
So it was a fun night. We have Charleston Jazz Orchestra tonight, and tomorrow, George Thorogood, baby!
He is bad to the bone.
He is actually bad to the bone, so very excited about that.
Charles
Singleton.
Charles can come
by.
In because they're loading in tonight for the fun event tonight.
From the bridge, 105.5.
Long
You're
time.
Live.
How
I know,
you been?
Absolutely.
How you been? We go way back.
Yes.
Gosh.
To the squeeze box
to
days.
The squeeze box
God
days.
Himmel.
Gosh, I remember coming in and remember we used to do those promos where we do like wrestling voices and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Those were the glory
days.
Days.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Everything good?
Every day is a holiday for me.
Well,
how about you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you're the critic. You're, you know, world famous in the Low Country.
Well, I saw you loading in. Tell us about the show tonight.
Tonight's show, we're doing a benefit for Charleston Jazz and more specifically for the Charleston Jazz Academy, which is a great resource for students in the Low Country.
Yeah.
It's over on Montague Avenue, right where the old Fox Music House used to be, on the other side of the Rusty Bowl and everything. And so tonight I have a group that's going to play. We're going to do some little big band stuff. I've got my quintet playing some of my material. I'm going to do some solo piano and a little singing. And it's all down here tonight, starting at 8 o'clock at the world famous... We can say that because it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
But the world famous Charleston Music Hall.
I was just listening to some Kind of Blue this morning because
I
was hungover and I just need to listen to something nice. I love Miles.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's the one. That's the standard. That's the greatest, you know, selling jazz recording of all time. So
absolutely.
That's the one. Yeah.
Very good. Well, Charlton, always a pleasure. Have a good gig tonight.
Yeah, man, thanks a lot.
And,
always a pleasure seeing you.
Yes, you too.
With you, man. Yeah.
Wow, we have special guests today.
Look
everything.
At us. We're like really doing this.
Well, that's tonight's show. That is going to be great. George Thorogood on Friday. Shovels and Rope sold out, correct?
Shovels and Rope is sold out on Saturday. They are doing a Music Farm gig this week as well, so I think there are Music Farm tickets still available if you want to head over there and see them.
Then this Sunday, October 6th, Craig Ferguson coming to town.
Funny guy, Craig.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up watching him on TV.
Yeah.
We're really excited to have him come do a stand-up set this weekend. Plenty of tickets left there. Definitely check that out.
Then on Monday, you have an interesting film screening, Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice. I love Linda Ronstadt since the 70s. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, Linda Ronstadt was like the Beyonce of her day in a lot of ways, is how I've heard her explained to me a little before my time. But she's kind of having a comeback, and this documentary is part of that, and you know, an hour and a half talking about Linda and her travels, so it's pretty cool.
And always a great place to watch a movie. If you haven't been here for a film, do so on Monday, October 7th. Couple of cool events coming up on October 11th and 12th, the Buena Vista Social Club tribute, and then the Breast Cancer Awareness event.
Very excited about both. Buena Vista Social Club is a baby of mine, working with Gino Castillo to bring in players from Cuba, New York, and Miami, and then, of course, Charleston to recreate the classic Buena Vista Social Club album that was done in the early 90s. So they're going to play the album in its entirety.
Oh, wow.
I think Latin music is still pretty underrepresented here in Charleston, so we really want to start delving more into that genre, and I think this is a great way for people to access that classic Cuban music, and also we love doing things for a good cause, and we have a great film series to raise money for breast cancer on the 12th.
CharlestonMusicHall.com. Come down to the box office Monday through Thursday, noon to 6 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. No extra fees at the box office. So many shows. Let's go to the end of the month. Wednesday, October 23rd, the Allman Betts Band will be here.
Devin Allman, Dickie Betts, classic combo. Those tickets are going very quickly, so I'd get them before they're gone.
Then we have the rescheduled Johnny Swim Show on Thursday, October 24th. love that band, Amanda of Johnny Swim. Oh, I love seeing her.
She is a dream to watch on stage. She is such an amazing voice, such an amazing stage presence. And yeah, those tickets are selling really well. This is our third or fourth show with them, and we always love having them in the room.
Very entertaining. Friday, October 25th, Tom Petty tribute.
Stellar Charleston band lineup for Tom Petty tribute band.
Nice.
Going to be playing 2+ hours of Tom Petty classics. He's just one of the greatest. Figured let's pay tribute to him again this year.
If you don't like Tom Petty, you don't like rock and roll.
Correct. I think they are synonymous.
Yes. Then Saturday, October 26th, Girls Gotta Eat. Tell me about that.
We've been doing really well with these podcasts, especially female-driven podcasts. Heather McMahon was one that just sold out. It's just a fun time. Fun time to come drink wine with your friends, laugh, and you know, hear some interesting stories.
Then on Halloween, Thursday, October 31st, the Hollywood Horror Music, Dance, and Film. This is going to be an epic show.
This is another baby of ours. We're collaborating with Mike Quinn Band and Dance Lab of Charleston to put together one scary night. costume contest, 7-piece band, 25 dancers.
Wow.
And they're all going to be set in front of a full-size movie screen where we're going to play 20 classic clips from horror films from 1920 to today. So Nightmare on Elm Street, Psycho, It, I mean, on and on and on and on and on. We're going to go through the ages of Hollywood horror to present a really cool show.
Night of the Living Dead?
Indeed.
Oh, yes.
Of course. Kevin Young is doing all the video editing. He's amazing.
Very
Kevin
good.
Young
yeah.
writes for City Paper. And
Young Kevin Young, as he used to be known.
Young Kevin Young,
yes.
Indeed. Yep. So he's involved, and he's amazing in what he does. So it's going to be a cool collaboration for sure.
Rocktober is just that at the Charleston Music Hall. It is rocking. Get all your info at charlestonmusichall.com, 37 John Street downtown. You can always get those front row tickets on the day of the show. Get them to see Charlton tonight.
Come on down. And remember, you don't pay fees at the box office. You can always call us 853-2252 or stop down Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. We're here to help you. And we want you to not have to pay those online fees. So we are here for you, people.
Always pregame before the show, the upstairs bar, great selection of bevs. And I cannot wait for cooler weather, great music here at the Charleston Music Hall, and get those Halloween tickets. That is going to be outstanding.
Absolutely. Hope you have a great spooky month.
Yes!
Do you know Halloween is the partiest time of the year here in Charleston?
It certainly is. See, I think people should be able to wear costumes every day of the year. I would like that.
I agree. I would wear a costume every day if I could. I got a good... my son's going to be Batman.
Nice.
And I'm going to be Catwoman. And then my wife's going to be the Penguin.
That is cool.
So that's one of our... We got a couple outfit ideas. That's one of them.
I like that. He is the man who puts the Charles in the Charleston Music Hall. It is Charles Carmody. See as many shows as possible here. One of the best venues in the country. We love it. CharlestonMusicHall.com, 37 John Street downtown, with the sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.